the deadly mass shooting in Minneapolis and the families of the two children who were killed. 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel, we now know their names, 10-year-old Harper Moiske. Fletcher's father said this about his son, that he loved fishing, cooking, and any sport that he was allowed to play. Harper's family said in a statement that she was bright, she was joyful, and she was deeply loved. Police say that the shooter fired repeatedly into a church where children and adults were celebrating morning mass. They were in the middle of prayers. 18 other people were wounded.
Well, law enforcement sources tell CBS News the shooter was in the church here at Annunciation Catholic School just a few weeks ago. The shooter told an employee the visit was to reconnect with faith. Investigators now believe the shooter used that visit to conduct surveillance ahead of the deadly attack.
The shooter wanted to kill children, defenseless children.
Police say the shooter couldn't see the hundreds of students and staff inside Annunciation Catholic School as bullets shattered the stained glass church windows Wednesday. The first 911 calls came at 8:27 a.m.
A Minneapolis police officer ran into the church and was met by a parishioner who directed him towards where the gunman had been.
The shooter, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators are pouring through hundreds of journal pages left behind, filled with disturbing messages.
The shooter's heart was full of hate.
Approximately 116 rifle rounds, 3 shotgun shells, and a live handgun round that police believe jammed in the chamber were found at the scene, along with 3 legally purchased weapons.
The solutions are very clear.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar represents Annunciation's district. She's pushing for stricter gun laws.
We can't legislate the intent that people have, but we can make sure that they do not have the resources to be able to carry out their monstrous intent.
It's a deep hurt. There's anger. There's questioning.
Principal Matthew DeBoer spoke to CBS Evening News co-anchor Maurice Dubois about meeting with the victims' families.
What'd you tell them?
I told them that I was there, and I held their kids' hands. And I told them that their parents loved them, that I loved them, and I gave them a kiss. And it was hard. But they deserved to know that someone was with their kids in that time when their lives were stolen from them.
Those stolen lives belong to 10-year-old Harper Moiske and 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel.
We will never be allowed to hold him, talk to him, play with him, and watch him grow into the wonderful young man he was on the path to becoming.
Jesse Merkel honored his son Thursday.
Please remember Fletcher for the person he was and not the act that ended his life. Give your kids an extra hug and kiss today. We love you, Fletcher. You'll always be with us.
Just an incredibly powerful statement. Jesse Merkel also shared a message of hope that we want you to hear. Remember, this is just one day after his son was killed.
I'm hopeful that all the wounded are able to make a full recovery and return home to their families. And finally, all the people, and especially the children, impacted by this horrific event are able to recover mentally and find strength to live loving, happy, and full lives.